Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
This week, Apple announced more details about Apple Intelligence. It's AI software that they're going to be integrating with iOS 18 and some of their new iPhones. It's really quite a big deal. Jaden, what details have you heard so far?
Yeah, I think that this is huge, and I will tell you why. But before I do that, I wanted to tell everybody that there is a big discount on our school community. If you are not already a member, this is the number one place where we share behind the scenes secrets. We break down how we do our AI side hustles, everything from Amazon that made me $12,000 last year using different tricks to what I've done with music, to what Jamie's done with all of his different side hustles. We break all of it down over on the school community. So go check that out. There's a link in the description. And every single week we post exclusive content there that you will not find anywhere else. This week we recorded an episode all about using a special AI tool and trick to get anything to rank at the top of Google. So this is, I think, an amazing thing that every business and every business professional should use for. Use this tool for all of your products. Very quickly, you can rank on the top of Google. I've seen a bunch of pages with this tool that are getting between 10 and 30,000 views. So this is honestly an amazing way to rank. Go check it out. We have this is the exclusive content we made this week. And there's a new thing every week and an amazing community. So we'd love to have you join us. Okay. Apple Intelligence, I think, is amazing. Caveat. I think that there's some really cool things that, like, it's going to make Apple more useful for sure. But some people are essentially saying that this might be a little bit overhyped and it's not as useful as we thought. Now, there was a ton of things when they kind of made the original announcement about it, of like all these revolutionary things it was going to be able to do. And then Apple's like, actually, those things aren't going to be able to, like, the really useful stuff won't be integrated until next year. And so when they just released, when they announced their new iPhone 16, everyone was kind of like holding their breath, like, okay, what's going to be announced with this? And people are always skeptical because I don't know if you've noticed, but since like the iPhone 11, the iPhone has like looked pretty much exactly the same. So when they unveiled the new iPhone 16, instead of 3 cameras, now it's back to 2 cameras. And so it feels like there's like 1 camera, then 2 cameras, then 3 cameras, now 2 cameras. Maybe it'll be 1 camera next time. I don't know. People are saying like Apple, we've reached peak Apple and they're not like innovating anymore. I'm not saying that. I have an iPhone. I hope that they make cool things. People were thinking that this Apple Intelligence was going to be what kind of pushed them over the edge and got people to upgrade. But now with all of the delays, I don't know if it's looking so good. But we want to tell you exactly what they announced and what's in it. So yeah, I guess, Jamie, have you seen exactly what is going to be rolling out in the latest breakthrough yet?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few details that I thought were interesting. I mean, I think the biggest one is the ability to bring things across apps easily, like, executing an idea or project with multiple apps. For example, it had, you edit a photo and then it drag it over to notes seamlessly just by asking Siri, things like that. Pretty cool. But I think where the power comes in is actually, and this is kind of what the article I found described, is that the real power in having AI on phones is when third-party developers come in and make their own apps that they can, integrate with Siri. So I feel like, I think back, this is maybe 6 months ago now, there was that rabbit phone. It was like the orange retro-looking phone. And the whole idea was that it will take action for you. It's not just, an AI LLM. It'll actually take action and, book your things for you. So it'll grab your car rental from I'm blanking here, Hertz. And then it'll get your flight date details from United and, integrate it for you and actually take action for you. I feel like that's kind of where it's moving with Apple Intelligence, and where it's going to be a time saver and also just kind of fun to use. So
yeah, 100%. So this is what I think is really exciting about Apple. This is where people say this is going to be the new super cycle. Everyone's going to upgrade to this. Unfortunately, it's not shipping with the iPhone 16 when it first launches. It's coming next year, so it's a little bit delayed. And that's why some people are kind of speculating that this might not be as good as we thought. I'll tell you what is shipping. But first, I want to just like, I want to live the dream a little bit and tell you when the good stuff ships next year, why I think it's going to be exciting. Then I'll talk about what's actually coming and why it's, I don't know if it's a letdown, but it's a little bit less exciting. So you mentioned like the Hertz thing. I will tell you, as someone that recently I took a trip, I've taken a couple trips where I had to rent cars, and we rented them for a few days. We drove to Belgium and to Amsterdam. Super fun. We did a little road trip kind of from in France where we're staying right now. I will tell you, the amount of time it took me to rent a car and research the car rental was absolutely ridiculous. Do I enjoy researching car rentals? No, but for some reason, the Expedia app is so infuriating. If you do like a car rental search, every time you change like the dates that you're looking for, it like resets all of your filters. So it's like every time it resets the date, I got to go reselect that I want an automatic car. I have to go reselect that I want it to be at least a 5-passenger car. I have to go reselect that I want it to sort the list from lowest to highest instead of whatever. Anyways, what I think is interesting is I spent like way too much time doing this. And every time I changed the dates or wanted to change a search or some sort of location thing, I had to re-go through this like process of changing my filters every time. Okay, that's like one annoying step. Now imagine if this was an entire trip where it's like hotels, flights, car rentals. I know that maybe it's a little scary because you want to make sure that maybe if you don't have a bit unlimited budget, you want to make sure you're probably the one executing the actual purchase. But if it could pull up all the information for you and you just click like, yes, approve, 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 that would be amazing. I can imagine how much time you could save just because of the ridiculous amount of time I wasted renting a car. And I guess we did do hotels. That took a lot of time. Nothing had to do with flights, thank goodness. But if this was a thing that had to do with flights, it would be amazing to just say to your Apple intelligence, hey, go to Expedia or whatever your travel app is and find a hotel from this day to this day, find a car rental that also works. I have 5 people in my party, so the hotel and the car rental have to be able to accommodate that many people. Preferably, this is our bed situation. Like, you just talk to it about exactly what you want for your whole trip itinerary. This takes you 5 seconds. You don't have to go mess with filters. You just say, give me the cheapest one for all of these, or give me the at least a 4-star hotel, or whatever your like specifications are. This seems like so much of a better way to do things than having to open up the app and click on all the little buttons and do all the little toggles and reset them every time. Like, this could just save you so much time. If like, what's amazing about the Apple intelligence is it can execute on apps for you. So you don't have to be doing everything. It understands what you want. It understands intent. And then it goes, opens up third-party apps, executes on them. So I'm assuming you could say something like, pull up the best, all of these things, and then save them to a cart or open them in a tab or whatever. And then I'll go and approve the purchase. To me, that sounds amazing. So that is the fantasy world that I would love to live in. Sadly, not coming till next year. What is coming instead, they announced, is I think 5 main things. Number one, it's going to have the ability right now with the iPhone 16 when it launches to rephrase snippets of text. So similar to what you could just do with ChatGPT, copy it and get it to rephrase. Number two, summarize emails and messages. So Google or Gmail just rolled this out as well, but in case you don't have the premium Gmail, you can go to your email, get it to summarize it. It can generate fake emoji and clip art for you. So it doesn't actually generate like really realistic images like you could get with like over on Twitter with the Grok model and stuff, or even on like Midjourney or something. They all look very like cartoony, but I think Apple's trying to do that on purpose because they don't want to be accused of making misinformation or something. So they're just like, I don't know. Seems pretty nerfed, but maybe it's fun for generating stuff. I don't know. Number four is, okay, this is actually really useful. Finding pictures of people, locations, and events. So what I thought was awesome for this was that you're going to be able to go to your images, your photos app on Apple and be like, hey, like find like a picture of, you know, me wearing like a blue bow tie. Like, you're like, I don't remember like where we were or when it was, but I just remember there's this picture I'm looking for. It will go search through and find it for you. So that to me is super useful. And then it's going to be able to look things up. So it integrates with Siri and with Safari. So it could do searches, sort of like Perplexity, I think, a little bit. So those are the things that are great, but they don't feel quite revolutionary like they claimed, because there's already apps and tools that do all of these things. The other stuff that we're dreaming about where it actually executes, that's what I'm really excited about, but sadly that's a little delayed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a slow rollout, unfortunately, but you know, being that, you know, my phone is my most used piece of technology, being able to integrate some of these cool AI tools that are already, you know, on PC to your phone, and just have that kind of make your workflow that much easier, I think will be really cool. I think maybe I'll hold off. My phone is getting a little bit old. Hold off until the AI releases, and then buy the new phone. We'll see. I don't think I'll be upgrading. What's that
right now? What phone are you rocking right now?
It's not that old, actually. It's, I think I have the 12.
Oh, so come on, that thing should be good for at least another 4 years.
I know. It's good. I got a little bit of concrete in the charger last week with the house project.
Minor details.
But I got most of it out, so
nothing a chisel can't fix. I think that's a great point. Maybe, because here's the other thing. I hate to say this, especially because Apple has been traditionally very good at not doing this, but there has been a lot of like hypey AI demos, and then in reality, the technology doesn't quite follow through, or it's not as good as you think. So I would also probably be in the same bucket of like, I would want to wait to see what is actually released before upgrading my phone. I hope it's amazing, but like, in case it isn't, you know, the phone itself isn't that much good. It's kind of interesting how they're making people upgrade for software, not the hardware, because the hardware didn't get that much better, but... Yeah. Whatever. I digress. I'll spare you all my qualms with Apple. In any case, very cool technology. We're excited. We'll keep you updated as this rolls out. There are some interesting things that are already being added, and hopefully there'll be more coming early next year is, I think, when we're hoping to see this. So early next year, we should see more exciting things. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Helps out the podcast a ton. We really appreciate you sticking around, and make sure that you join our school community. Big discount this week. This thing's going to be eventually $100 a month. We have it at a fraction of that right now for this week, for you to go and join the community and see our exclusive side hustles that we're doing with AI. This week, it's all about tools to rank yourself or your business at the top of Google. Really, really cool. Really, really cool episode. We'd love for you guys to join. Hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.